All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important. We're framing those pesky negative thoughts that can really drag us down. You know the feeling, right? That inner voice starts whispering doubts, anxieties, or just plain all negativity, and before you know it, you're spiraling. But here's the thing, my friends, we don't have to be prisoners of those thoughts. We can actually learn to reframe them, turning those mental roadblocks into stepping stones towards a happier, healthy mindset. Now, I'm not talking about some magical positive thinking fairy dust that erases all problems. Life throws curveballs, and it's okay to feel down sometimes. But what separates the resilient from the overwhelmed is how we choose to respond to those tough moments. That's where reframing comes in. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain, looking at situations from a new perspective, and finding a silver lining even when things seem bleak. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master reframer. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to reframing negative thoughts is simply becoming aware of them. You can't change what you don't recognize, right? Start paying attention to those inner forces. What are they saying? When did they show up? Are they based on facts or just feelings? Once you know your negativity triggers, you can start tackling them head-on. 2. Challenge those assumptions. Ever caught yourself thinking something like, I always mess things up? Whoa, hold on a minute. Is that really true? Chances are, there have been plenty of times when you've succeeded. Negative thoughts often come from flawed assumptions and generalizations. Challenge those beliefs. Look for evidence that contradicts them and remind yourself of your past victories. 3. Look for the lesson. When things don't go as planned, it's easy to get caught in a spiral of self-blame and negativity. But what if you viewed setbacks as opportunities for growth? Every experience, even the tough ones, has something to teach us. Ask yourself, what can I learn from the situation? How can I use it to improve? 4. Focus on what you can control. We all have things in life that are beyond our control, like traffic jams, bad weather, or other people's actions. But we do have control over our reactions and our mindset. Instead of stressing about what you can't change, focus your energy on the things you can influence. Take action, make positive choices, and build a sense of agency in your life. 5. Practice gratitude. This one is huge. When you cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life, it shifts your perspective and helps to counteract negativity. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the small things: a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments add up and create a more positive outlook overall. Think about that time you bombed a presentation. You probably felt like an absolute failure, right? But what if instead of dwelling on the missteps, you focused on what you learned? Maybe you discovered that you need to practice your delivery more, or that certain topics come easier to you than others. That experience could have been a stepping stone towards becoming a better public speaker. See, reframing isn't about ignoring negativity or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing how we respond to challenges and finding the opportunities for growth within them. So, my friends, take these takeaways to heart. Start practicing awareness, challenge those negative assumptions, focus on what you can control, find the lessons in every experience, and don't forget to sprinkle some gratitude into your day. You've got this. Now go out there and reframe those thoughts. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic edge in their life. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep that positive energy flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.